chapter 10, we will be doing store financials. Store financials, in this chapter, I'll be taking you through the daily settlement and banking, petty cash, cash deviation and analysis reports, internal audits. On daily basis, after store closure for customers, the settlement has to be done for everyday cash till on the basis of cash issued at the day beginning, cash collection during the day and cash declared at the day. Normally a head cashier will issue a float amount to the cashiers, which depends upon the organization as well as the SOPs laid down by the company. So a normal basic float starts of 1050 rupees, 1050, which will have denominations of 100, 50s, 10s, 20, some coins. So a morning when a cashier comes, the head cashier will give him a float of 1050, just an example. And then the cashier goes, opens the till, and he does the billing entire day. And once the store comes to an end, he comes back, he handles the float amount and he gives the cash and other details. So, and whatever the cash is collected during the day, and the declaration is done. So in case if he does a billing of 1 lakh rupees, so there would be a float of 1050. So entire amount would be 1,50,000, out of which there will be a card payment. So 70% card payment, 30% cash payment. So at the end of the day, he'll go to the head cashier and he'll declare the entire amount. Also, credit, debit card and gift vouchers, GV stands for gift vouchers, or coupon sales must be accounted. So he declares what is the breakup of the amount, whether it was cash payment, debit card payment, or it was gift vouchers. Normally a store or retail stores issues gift vouchers, which are purchased, which has different values. And the gift voucher value starts from different denominations, right from 50, 100, 250, 500, 1000. And depending upon the different companies and organization, they print it accordingly. If case of shortage, concerned cashier has to study and identify the gap, else he has to pay out of his own pocket. So in case the cashier does a transaction of 1 lakh rupees in a whole day, and the statement says 1 lakh rupees and he's not able to produce this 1 lakh rupees in cash or credit card, there are no charge slips for debit card or credit card, he has to find out which customer had paid less or whether he's collected less amount. He needs to find out. He needs to go deep. He has to drill down, check out where he committed a mistake, find it out. Else he has to pay the shortage amount from his own pocket. From his own pocket immediately, or it gets normally, sometimes it gets deducted from salary as well. Cash flow statement is prepared and shared by the head cashier. So the head cashier prepares the cash flow statement and shares with the head cashier. Cash is deposited in the store safe and the next day handed over to the bank pickup representative after taking acknowledgement. So when all the cashiers come to head cashier in the night, they do the declaration, entire reconciliation is done, the cash is collected, the head cashier puts the cash in the safe, in the safe till on a locker. And next day there is a banking representative who comes, who shows his identity card, who is authorized to come and collect cash. So he comes, he counts the cash, he gives an acknowledgement. So there's a slip involved, the head cashier fills the slip, the bank representative gives the acknowledgement on the slip, and the bank person leaves taking the cash. In past, petty cash meant small amount of cash that was kept aside for trifling purchase, too small to require the effort of making out and cashing off a check. There is a terminology called petty cash, which was used earlier for using, the cash was used for day-to-day expenses. So in case is a store wants to purchase sellotape, or they want to purchase some pens, so this petty cash amount was used out of it. You know, this amount was given to the store so that they can go out and do purchases which are necessary for store expenses. So it ruled out possibility of going to the bank, giving a check, taking money out and then making the purchases. This summed up to 3% of total business spends. So normally a petty cash was the 3% of amount is given to the store to do their expenses. As businesses kept growing, the ad hoc cash requirement kept increasing and hence use of petty cash. Since the business grew, the store sizes grew, there were huge requirements and there was huge increase in number of expenses as well, which kept increasing the limit of petty cash given to store. So it, some for some stores it will, some stores it can go to in thousands, some store it can mean hundreds as well. So some store can get 3000 rupees, some store will get 10,000, some store might get 40,000 as per their spending needs and as per their expenses. Generally, an impress amount is issued to the store by regional office, which is then used for petty cash expenses at store. So normally a head office or a regional office will sanction an amount which is given to the store, and then the store starts using as petty cash amount for their day-to-day expenses and their needs. When amount falls short to a particular level, all past bills are submitted by store head cashier and additional impress amount taken for future use. For an example, if a store has been given 20,000 rupees as an impress and the store has now spent 15,000 rupees, they only have 5,000 rupees. If there's a promotion or offer going to come and they would need cash. So what a head cashier will do is he'll take out all the vouchers with the invoices, with the bill, and he'll make a voucher, he'll send it to the head office. So he'll give details of 15,000 where he has spent it, and again he'll ask for another 20,000. So once these vouchers are submitted, the regional office will go ahead and then will issue another 15,000 or 20,000 impress, which can be used for future petty cash purposes. All bills and vouchers are accounted for properly in books of accounts. Once these vouchers are submitted to the regional office, the accountant at the head office will make proper entries in the ledger, in the accounts system, and every accounting, every expenses accounted goes into the proper heads. Laissez faire petty cash management can put store operation at risk of fraud and employee theft apart from audit headaches. So if this process of impress or if this process of the control of petty cash is not in place, it will result into fraud. A staff will or an employee or head cashier will start using store cash, and it will result into headaches for the store operations team. A control or audit mechanism has to be in place so that no frauds are conducted. Normally a head cashier can remove excess cash or he can produce a fake bill. So a proper timely check has to happen every weekly or every 15 days. A person from head office or regional office should do certain audit checks. A mechanism has to be placed so that it doesn't give headaches later on to the store team. Money from daily sales collection should never be used for day-to-day expenses of this store. Whatever cash is collected from customers after selling the product, that money can never be used and it never has to be used for the petty cash expenses. Petty cash policy must be in place and regular audit must conduct to check if accounting is proper and regular, and also identify all payments can be kept out of petty cash by proper planning. A customer, every organization, a retail organization should have a petty cash policy well in advance before the store opens, and this policy needs to be trained and imparted to the head cashier well in advance. They should not use the store sales cash or they should not misuse the cash at any given point of time. Also, there should be a check, or someone external auditor or internal auditor should come. They should come and see the check and verify the petty cash at any given intervals. A sudden check is also required, or every audit should happen with the opening, since an opening account of petty cash on a first of per month needs to be cross-checked by 7th or 15th with the closing balance of that month. A sudden and proper mechanism needs to be there to ensure that there is no fraud which happens at the store level. Advantage of technology should be taken so that for expenses that can be put on prepaid expense card, expense tracking can be done in real time and automated with accounting software. A proper mechanism should be made so that whenever whatever expenses they are doing, or probably after 7th, if there is a petty cash being used from 1st to 10th, the vouchers needs to be submitted by 7th and it has to be accounted by the 12th of that particular week, so that proper accounting is in place and there is no mismatch of funds. So advantage of technology should be taken. Probably if there is a software available, if there is an accounting software available, or if there is a software available which the organization has put in place. The vouchers can be keyed in, and in real time the head office or the regional office will know the expenses incurred and how much money they would need for future expenses. Cash deviation and analysis reports. Head cashier prepares and studies below reports on daily basis, cash reports. For daily and monthly cashier wise details of cash, credit and coupon sales, also daily and monthly date sales, number of bills, NOB and average bill value, ABV. So this head cashier generates a lot of report, which is cashier wise reports, which is cash till wise report or per till, how many, whatever was the card transaction, cash transaction. So he generates weekly report, monthly report, and he also generates number of bills, what number of bills the cashier has made, what was the average bill value the cashier was able to sell, whether he's done some selling at the cash counter itself or what was the average bill value the store was standing at. So normally average bill value is derived by the number of the value of the product sold by each staff. So if a customer is buying two products, so probably if the store, if it's a hypermarket, the average bill value should be, it would be somewhere around 700 rupees. If it's an apparel store, the average bill value goes between from 1200 to 1500. So these are just examples of figures just to share what average bill value is. Deviation reports for cancelled bills, product returns, price change and discount summary. Normally if a customer comes back for an exchange, so if he's bought a product, if he's bought a toothbrush of for 20 rupees or 50 rupees odd and he doesn't want it, he comes for an exchange. So he would get a credit note or a product return note wherein he will use that amount for a lesser amount and buy two products, or he might buy a higher version product and or a product which is of higher value, pay from the credit note and pay additional money from the cash or card. So that is also a report generated. If a customer has bought a product and immediately he doesn't want it, so he wants to cancel the bill. So if the bill is cancelled, a cash refund has to be given to the customer. So a head cashier fires a report or he generates a report for cancelled bills, for product returns, whatever credit note has been issued to the customer, or price change and discount summary. So in case there is an offer promotion going on, the product was for 10 rupees, the customer was charged for 12, in case there is a price mismatch or the offer was not updated, so he will not generate that report. And in case if a product is on discount, if it's on 50% discount and 100 rupee product is being sold for 50, so he'll generate that report and he'll analyze if there is any discrepancies available, if there is a discrepancy in the report, and if there is any deviation or if there is an issue, he would rectify it as soon as possible. Analysis report for scanning efficiency, cash till utilization, time wise sales, bill value wise sales, product sales and margins, category and subcategory sales, margin, sales dump and margins. Normally a head cashier will do scanning efficiency of the cashier. So normally there are targets where a cashier has to scan this product as fast as possible so that it saves customer time and give a better service in terms of billing process. And he also does cash till utilization, so how a cashier is using the cash till, how fast he's scanning the products, how he or housekeeping is putting the products in the bag, giving the merchandise to the customer, taking card or cash payment, giving change or giving the charge slip, handing over the bill. So that is the report he generates. How much time a cashier has taken to generate a bill. Normally a head cashier will check the time taken by a cashier. If a cashier is new, he'll take more than 3 to 5 minutes. For once, moment he becomes seasoned and he becomes an expert, the billing time reduces. Because his efficiency has increased, the billing time will reduce. Also, the head cashier can generate a report which is value-wise sales. So he can do a category-specific generating of reports, whether there is a promotion, how much products have been sold, how the offer management was properly utilized by the floor team, or whether the staff was able to push the sales. So that is category wise report or product wise report, product sales report. He also generates a report with regards to margin. So if there is a product which is on 50% discount, the head cashier will or the store person will generate a report which will, you know, it will show what margins were earned on the product and what margins were lost when the discounts was given. categories, subcategory, sales, margin sales, sales dump and margins. Again, there are a lot of options, a lot of report available at the store management team as well as the head cashier and the managers. So which can give real time information on how the category was performing. So if there was discount on men's category, it performed well, the sales grew up, but the margins went down. There was no offer in the ladies apparels, so the margins were also there. The sales were a little bit low since there was no offer. And again, it gives entire picture in one single report how the store is performing. Cash deviation analysis report, in this we are going to learn how cash reports are generated and what are the uses and advantages. Cashier wise daily details of cash. So the head cashier will generate a report with what was the number of transactions. So if there were 100 transactions, out of which how many was credit card, how many was cash. So he can generate cashier wise details. He can generate how many was coupon sales. So out of 100, if there were 30 coupon sales, 30 cash, 30 card and 10% was gift vouchers. So he has to, once he generate that report, physically he needs to check with the tender sheet whether the cashier has 30 cash, 30 charge slips for the 30 card transactions and the remaining was the coupon sales. So once the tender sheet is submitted, he files a report, he generates a report, he checks the, counter checks the tender sheet, he counter checks the cash, he counter checks the charge slips and then a physical verification of the same. Cashier wise monthly details of cash, credit card, coupon sales, same as above, except that it's a monthly date report which gives an idea of which cashier sales are high or low. So daily the head cashier generates a cash sale report which is for daily basis. Similarly, it's done for monthly basis, which gives him insights whether which cashier is doing faster billing or higher billing and what high value bills or low value bills. And it's a monthly date report, it's a monthly summary of the report. For the month, for the day and monthly date, number of bills, average bill value, this important report gives the day and MTD data. For three key parameters, store head uses this report for daily briefing and upselling efforts. So once this report is generated, it gives figures, the monthly date sales figures, number of bills generated by the store, average bill value of the store. And this data is now used by the store manager or floor manager to update the store team, how store team is faring on the operations parameters. And in case if there is an effort needed for upselling or cross-selling the product, how much effort needs to be done for the same. So increased average bill value is falling, maybe the customer, the staff is not promoting offers or not, they are not upselling or cross-selling. The value of product is, the average bill value is going down. So then a store manager or a floor manager will decide in case if they want to, what efforts they need to push to increase the average bill size, average bill value. Cancelled bills help understand if the bills are really cancelled when customer has walked away with no cash available or credit card declined. There are different instances where a customer will cancel a bill. So probably he or she would have picked a product and at the cash till they now realize that they don't need that product. So probably that's one of the example. Second example is they would have picked 4 or 5 products but they are short of cash and they can only buy 1 or 2 products. They can't buy them all. Or chances are they don't have cash at all. Or they have picked the product but their card has declined so they don't have cash with them right now. So then in that chances, if the possibility is the cashier has generated the bill invoice and now they don't have money. So in such scenarios, in such cases, the bill needs to be cancelled and the bill needs to be cancelled from the system and the cash refund has to be given in case the customer has already bought and he changed his mind, now he doesn't want it. So the head cashier will cross check whether really it was a genuine case, whether the customer has really cancelled the purchase, what he wants, what he didn't want, and whether the cash was given to him. There are chances of fraud. Normally what happens, there's a shrinkage, pilferage happens in this. Customer comes, he doesn't take the bill, he takes the product, the cashier cancels the bill and he pockets the money. So there are ways, so a head cashier has to be alert and he has to check if the number of cancelled bills goes up. Then he has to do an audit or he has to find out whether it was genuine or it was if somebody is doing some mischief. Product returns, give details of product returns through customer or due to wrong code punching by cashier, where cashier returns are accepted at separate counter and credit note issue, this report is not required. Normally, if a customer returns a product, he goes to customer service desk. The customer service desk issues a credit note. He checks the product whether the product is in salvage condition or not. Normally, the person issuing bill and normally person issuing credit note are different. And it's an audit parameter where both person can't be seen. So similarly, a person who generates bill cannot give credit note. The somebody who generates credit note cannot make bills. So it's an audit check. Two different people are involved. And again, once the CSD issues a credit note, the customer goes to the cash till. The cash till it's redeemed, and the head cashier can always cross-check, verify with the customer service desk as well as with the cashier and with all the registers. He can do a counter check as well.